Well, the Parliament at the moment, as we speak, is still debating the motion to bring on an election at the Prime Minister's time of the Prime Minister's choosing. I think all the indications are that that will be defeated tonight. The Parliament will be prorogued and won't sit again until the 14th of October. It's a bizarre situation. The opposition have been calling for an election for a long time, but they don't want to have it before the government has been forced to request an extension from the European Union if it can't secure a deal. So there's some very complicated politics being played here. The government thinks that a deal is going to be very hard to secure. It therefore wants an election before the date that the UK is due to leave the EU to give them a mandate to essentially stare down the EU and say, right, we're going out without a deal if that's what it takes. And they think that if there is an election before the 31st of October, the date that Boris Johnson promised do or die, the UK would be out of the EU, then the government would be returned in order to deliver that. The opposition parties, for their part, think that if they can frustrate the Prime Minister and if by law they can force him to go to the EU and secure an extension and he then has an election after that, he will have failed to deliver on his promise. And they think that the strong vote in favour of Brexit will be split between the Conservative Party and Nigel Farage's Brexit Party, and there's more likely to be a fall in the Conservative vote. So the opposition parties are playing tactically for an election after the 31st of October, and the government is keen to secure one before. But, of course, under the terms of the Fixed Term Parliament Act that they have in the UK, it needs a vote of the Parliament to go to an election before the normal five-year term expires. And so the opposition have the whip hand because the government no longer has a majority. So quite extraordinary tactical scenes going on right in the middle of the Brexit debates.
Yeah, you mentioned that they're trying to force Boris to kind of go and get an extension from the EU. I mean, it seems since this was kind of voted on and went through, they've had several extensions. Do you think the EU will give them another one, or they're just going to slam down the hammer and say, nope, decide right here, right now?
Yes, it's a very good question. And there's a lot of energy being expended giving thought to it in the UK because at the moment the government's declared position is I'm trying to get a deal, but if we don't get it, we go out on the 31st. Now, that's part of the bargaining tactic. That's him saying it's this or nothing to the EU, forcing the EU to blink and come up with a better deal. His line is that if the EU knows there's another extension in the wing, then there's no point in them conceding on any of the points that they're negotiating over. Look, nobody knows what the EU would do. At the moment, there is a law in Britain that was royal assent was given to today yesterday in our time, and that says that the government, if it's unable to secure a deal, must seek an extension. Now, no one knows whether the Prime Minister will even abide by that law. He's saying that he will not ask an extension, even though it's the law of the land. Now, is he going to defy the law and wait for something to happen? How will the Parliament penalise him? The judiciary will become involved, doubtless, with court hearings. But even if that drags out for a few days and you get to the 31st of October, then the Prime Minister might be in hot water for ignoring the law of the land, but Britain will have left the EU by then, and in a sense he'll see that as a victory anyway. So the EU, look, I think my best guess would be that if Johnson does turn up in mid-October saying the Parliament has required me to ask for an extension, I don't particularly want it, but here's the letter that I'm compelled to give you, the EU, I suspect, might look for another 3 months extension because they figure there will be an election in Britain in that period, and a new government may come back with a very different approach. So I think they would keep the door open, but there's no guarantees on that.
It's funny when you were saying that, I can almost hear Johnson's voice saying, I don't want to give this to you.
Well, and he said he won't. So how is he going to manage that? Will he send somebody else? Will he simply defy the law? We live in extraordinary times in terms of British politics. There's talk if there's a vote of no confidence in the government in late October, he might just ignore that until the 31st of October, until Britain is out of the EU, and then in a sense, step down. So there are huge constitutional and political battles coming in the next month.
Yeah, absolutely. Something to definitely keep our eye on. But we were talking a little bit before about the mentioned suspension of Parliament that's been proposed. What will the suspension mean, and how will it affect the Brexit deal or no deal?
Yeah, pardon me. Yes, the extension will start from when Parliament gets up sometime in the next couple of hours, and it'll last till the 14th of October. Now, we know Johnson is planning for an election, so he will go into full election mode. There will be promises of spending. He will stump around the country giving speeches, but there'll be no parliamentary scrutiny of anything taking place. The government won't have to report in regularly on progress towards a deal and so on. So those normal activities of the parliament that keeps the government to account won't be taking place. So in a sense, the government will have more freedom to act as it wants. It's not answerable to the parliament during that time. I think all political parties will recognise that this is the start of the unofficial election campaign, which may go on for several months. But the fact that the parliament's not sitting is clearly to the government's advantage, because they no longer have a majority in the House. They are defeated regularly whenever they put anything before the House. The opposition parties today passed a motion demanding that some of the notes exchanged between advisers over the date of the proroguing of Parliament be released. They think that that will show that the Prime Minister has misled the Parliament. That will be embarrassing. But if Parliament's not sitting, then in a sense the wind goes out of the opposition sails, and they lose that forum for holding the government in check while the government lacks a majority. So clearly to the advantage of the government, to the disadvantage of the opposition, that the Parliament is being prorogued. But that's just yet another one of the extraordinary complicating twists in this saga.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's definitely it's going to be one of our favourite season finales is the UK Brexit. Look, thank you, Clement, so much for chatting to us again this morning with a little Brexit update.
My pleasure.